Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. One of the great things about craft beer is there are all kinds of ways to enjoy it. Just drink what you like and don't really think too much about it, or you can take the time to find out more about what you're sipping on. You can even go to school. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings says they began their series of sensory beer school classes this week.
So I think we often talk about drinking beer, and I think that's the fun part of it. But there is a distinct difference between just drinking beer and then actually sitting down and tasting beer. And there's classes. We have a class here, but there's other classes that are just on the sole art of trying to find what's in a beer. Now, this may sound as kind of just a nerdy pastime, but there's a practical approach to it, actually. Most breweries have what is called a sensory panel. So it is nerdy, but the best instruments that we have in a brewery and what anybody can have, they're the hardest to calibrate, but they're the best instruments, are your employees and your regular senses.
The human palate's still the best way to identify flavors that belong in those that don't belong in a beer.
There's things that will come out in a beer as a flavor or an aroma or, you know, an attribute that you can immediately link back to some part of your brewing process, either correctly or incorrectly.
And just, some you don't want, some you do.
Exactly. So, I mean, you have the good example would be like some of the wheat beers have clove and banana and, I mean, just these crazy, crazy flavors. But, you know, if that were to appear in your Pilsner, that's not what you want. Some beers have a buttery flavor, and I know that sounds weird, but if actually some of the English-style beers, it's a diacetyl, and it's
you
present
want it there.
Yeah. It's present. But if some of the, you know, you obviously wouldn't want that in some of your other beers, some of your lagers and things.
There are some flavors that can occur during the brewing process that you don't ever want and can be downright nasty.
There are some flavors that are wrong, regardless of what you put into it. You can get like butyric acid, which tastes like baby vomit. Like you can get some oxidization. Sometimes that's not bad, but most of the time if you get oxidization, it's going to taste like wet cardboard.
Identifying even small amounts of these off-putting flavors can be extremely valuable to a brewer and enlightening for a consumer. That's part of the reason for tasting training sessions like the Wooden Lakes Beer School. If you go, they spike a basic American lager with off flavors, and without knowing what it is, you try to figure it out.
You give people a spiked sample, and often when we're just starting to calibrate and try to understand, we don't tell them what that spiked sample is. They'll just know that there is something different with this, and they'll write a description. Now, when you taste beers for sampling, you don't just drink the whole glass, but you do drink the beer. That is much different than in wine. In wine, often, you know, often there's a spittoon or something. But in beer, some of the flavors that are off only develop after it passes across your palate and actually begins to warm in your mouth. There are actually some flavors that you don't even get until the aftertaste.
More Beer Untapped right after this.
Oh, when I'm lonely. When I'm lonely, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we're talking about this series of beer tasting classes being held at Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings. Sometimes brewers will find people who can pick up on these off flavors and develop a tasting panel. Everyone's senses work a little differently, and some people cannot pick up on various off flavors. Other people do it extremely well.
I'm blind to butyric acid. And that's not a problem. It's just that's why you develop these flavor boards, is sometimes you have people that's their superpower, is they can pick up on a really faint trace amount.
When you take part in a tasting school, you only do 5 or 6 samples at a time to prevent palate fatigue. Sometimes you won't figure it out until you make an association.
Here's the thing, is that everybody will perceive something differently. So some people may taste a green apple flavor, and that may remind them of grandma's baking green apples. It may remind them of the really pungent green apple suckers that they had at the fair. That's the really cool thing about some of your sensory memories, is they're easily relatable. So whatever it is, or if you taste diacetyl, you'll taste movie theater popcorn, you know, you'll have a flavor that most likely will build a reference point in your mind, and you grab that. And you say, that if I'm going to taste this flavor, write it down. And this is what, you know, maybe it smells like musty laundry or something. You know, heaven forbid, they'll get into some of the off flavors.
There's some bad ones.
There's some bad off flavors. But, you know, that's the point. You write it down, and you have a point of reference. And as the classes will develop, you'll be able to start picking those up and starting to, you know, instantly kind of add those flags in your memory, saying this tastes like whatever, you know, whatever movie theater popcorn.
You'll also learn why some beers might have off flavors.
We'll be able to tell you, for a lot of those flavors, where they've come from, whether it's been in packaging, whether it's because the malt has been mishandled, whether because you didn't boil long enough, or because it's a naturally existing component of that hop or that yeast. There's a lot of reasons that these flavors exist. What a brewery does is we try to get a collection of people that know what they're, you know, at least we understand what they taste and how they do it, and then they become our sensory. That becomes the way to do it.
If you're interested, Wooden Leg's doing a series of beer school classes. You can attend one or as many as you want. More information on their Facebook page. The next class is May 8th. And don't miss the Wooden Leg's 4th anniversary beer dinner.
Pairing up with the Old Market just down the street, and we're doing a collaboration where they're providing food and we're providing beer. It's going to be a progressive dinner, so you get your tickets here or there. You'll start at the pub here. Once you have your first course with a couple beers, you'll actually walk down to the Old Market and have the second course there, and then we're going to do a bit of a Poganophilia tasting afterwards. So it's a cool event. It is for our four-year anniversary. Tickets are going fast. It's only $35 a seat, which is a steal, which my wife gave me the eye roll knowing that wasn't, you know, that is a steal when it comes to beer dinners. So it's a customer appreciation. It's a celebration, and it is a fun way to come meet other beer connoisseurs or even beer novices and just have a good time.
Four course
with four beers. So and I've been told by the Old Market that they will be substantial courses, so that I don't think anybody will go away hungry or thirsty.
That's Thursday, May 18th. There'll be two sessions. Check out the Facebook page for more information. Finally today, a special event coming up this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. at Brookings Liquor Store. Drew Eklund fills us in on their free beer tasting.
I have a list of some of the breweries that will be there giving out samples, maybe some swag as well, I don't know. So Bank, Fernson, Take 16, Mankato, New Belgium, and Tallgrass will all be there, along with some unconfirmed breweries that will possibly show up. Should be a good time. So come drink some beer, maybe win some prizes. Again, the beer tasting is on Friday, April 28th from 4 to 6.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.